Chapter 3, Omnipotence of God. There is another great truth concerning the ever-living God, that he is omnipotent, or able to perform all things. I will cry unto God Most High, unto God that performeth all things for me. Psalm 57, verse 2. There is nothing that is consistent with his holy nature and his eternal purposes that he cannot perform. Nothing is impossible to him, or too hard for him to accomplish. Abraham and Sarah were assured of this, and when the promise that they should have a son was renewed, even though they were grown too old, is anything too hard for the Lord? At the time appointed, will I return unto thee according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. Genesis 18, verse 14. So Moses, when he questioned whether God was able to supply flesh for the people to eat for a whole month, was silenced with this same truth. And the Lord said unto Moses, Is the Lord's hand waxed short? Thou shalt see now whether my word shall come to pass unto thee or not. Numbers 11, verse 23. The prophet Jeremiah comforted himself with this divine omnipotence and pleaded it in his prayer. Ah, Lord God, behold, thou hast made the heaven and the earth by thy great power and stretched out arm, and there is nothing too hard for thee. And the Lord, in reply, encouraged the prophet by repeating the same truth. Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? Jeremiah 32, verses 17 and 27. How many instances there are in the Scriptures of the omnipotence of God. At the very commencement of the creation, he made all things out of nothing. By his commanding word, he brought forth the heavens and the earth, the dry land and the sea, and peopled them with all manner of living creatures, and last of all, with man himself. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. For he spake, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. Psalm 33, verses 6 and 9. Then, when the wickedness of men had grown to great lengths, God was provoked to destroy all flesh from the face of the earth. What a manifestation of his great power it was, when all flesh was destroyed by the mighty flood, and yet Noah and his family were preserved in safety. All the fountains of the great deep were broken up, and the windows of heaven were opened, and the rain was upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights. Genesis 7, verses 11 and 12. But by means of the ark, a posterity was preserved upon the earth. Yet the dreadful calamity of the flood was soon forgotten, and wickedness increased more and more, and became so great in the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah that God destroyed them with a great overthrow. Then the Lord rained upon Sodom and upon Gomorrah brimstone and fire from the Lord out of heaven, and he overthrew those cities and all the plain, and all the inhabitants of the cities and that which grew upon the ground. Genesis 19, verses 24 and 25. So powerful is God in his judgments, but he is omnipotent also in mercy and goodness. It was in mercy to Abraham that Isaac was miraculously given, and when Isaac's wife Rebekah also was barren, the Lord was entreated of him and gave them children, so that Jacob was born the father of the 12 tribes of Israel. But in course of time, Israel had to go down into Egypt and was held in bondage there until 400 years had expired. How hopeless their case appeared. But with a strong hand and a stretched out arm, the Lord brought them out of Egypt at the appointed time. He raised up Moses, his servant, and sent him to Pharaoh to command him to let the people go. And when the king would not hearken, the Lord sent upon the Egyptians many dreadful plagues and judgments. The last was the destruction of all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, which compelled Pharaoh to entreat the children of Israel to depart. Then Pharaoh repented and pursued after them with all the chariots of Israel, overtaking them at the Red Sea. Now what were they to do with the Egyptians behind them, the sea in front of them, and mountains on every side? But what is all that to the omnipotent Jehovah? He made a way through the mighty waters for his people to pass over, but caused the waters to return and drown all their enemies. In the wilderness, he fed them with bread and flesh from heaven, and gave them water from the rock to drink. So also, when they came to the borders of the promised land, he divided the waters of the river Jordan, so that they passed over on dry land. The walls of Jericho were made to fall down flat, and they entered and took the city, and eventually all the land of Canaan. The omnipotent God preserved and maintained his prophets in the dangerous and troublous times in which they lived. When the land was smitten with famine, because at the prayer of Elijah there was no rain for 3.5 years, the Lord caused even the ravens to bring his servant bread and flesh in the morning and bread and flesh in the evening. And when the brook from which he drank dried up, the widow woman was able to sustain him because the power of God caused that the barrel of meal wasted not, neither did the cruse of oil fail. 1 Kings 17. When the king of Syria compassed the prophet Elisha with horses and chariots, the omnipotent hand of his God was seen in a mountain full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. 2 Kings 6, verse 17. When Jeremiah was cast into the dungeon for his faithfulness to the Lord and sank into the mire, the same omnipotent arm sent an Ethiopian to draw him out by cords made of old cast clouts and old rotten rags. Jeremiah 38, verse 11. But the greatest display of the omnipotent power of Jehovah is to be seen in the provision he has made for the salvation of all his chosen people. It was a great question in days of old, how can man be justified with God? Job 25, verse 4. How could it be possible that sinful men should be saved and yet God be just in doing it? As it is said, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. 1 John 1, verse 9. To effect this, it was necessary that his own beloved Son should be made flesh, should take our nature, and be clothed in a body like our own, yet without any taint of sin. Then there arises another difficult question. How can he be clean that is born of a woman? Job 25, verse 4. Yet all this was accomplished in the miraculous conception of the sinless human nature in the Virgin Mary, which the Son of God assumed into union with his divine person. Then, if we consider the long period which elapsed between the giving of the first promise in the Garden of Eden and the coming of the Son of Man, what omnipotence was needed to bring the promise to fulfillment? There came, in the first place, the great flood, which threatened to take away all flesh from the earth. But as we have seen, the power of God preserved Noah and his family alive, so that the promised seed should come in due time. Then, when Abraham was chosen and promised that his seed should come from his loins, what impossibility there was as he and Sarah grew too old. Yet, as already mentioned, this difficulty was removed in the miraculous conception of Isaac. A further difficulty arose in the barrenness of Rebekah, but in answer to Isaac's prayer, the line of the promised seed was ensured in the person of Jacob. Rahab the harlot must be saved from the destruction of Jericho, that she might be the mother of Boaz, and Ruth must be brought to Boaz from the land of Moab, that Jesse and David might continue the line of descent. Matthew 1, verse 5. David, too, was hunted of King Saul for many years, but he was miraculously preserved through it all, and the king could not take his life, for Solomon was to be born. So also with Hezekiah. The word of the Lord went forth that he should set his house in order, for he was to die. But even this could not come to pass, because Manasseh was not yet born. This is evident, for Hezekiah lived 15 years afterwards, and Manasseh was only 12 years old when his father died. Then came the great captivity in Babylon, which lasted 70 years, but the line of the promised seed was still preserved and brought back to Jerusalem in the person of Zerubbabel. Then, when the fullness of time was come, that God should send forth his son, made of a woman, Galatians 4, verse 4, and it was said to the Virgin Mary, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus, Mary could not understand how this should be. And the angel said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. For with God nothing is impossible. Luke 1, 26-37. So Mary was brought to say, he that is mighty hath done to me great things, and holy is his name. Verse 49. Thus, after all those years, there was a Savior provided, and a great one, who is mighty to save, Isaiah 58, verse 1, and strong to redeem, Jeremiah 50, verse 34. As the eternal Son of God, he possessed divine omnipotence. And how did he manifest it while here on earth? In the wonderful miracles which he performed, raising the dead to life, healing the sick, giving sight to the blind, feeding the multitudes with a few loaves and fishes, walking on the sea, calming the stormy waves, and casting out devils. After thus manifesting his divinity, he at length gave his life a ransom for many, and being buried, was raised again by the same divine omnipotence, and having ascended up on high, he now has all power in heaven and in earth given unto him. Matthew 28, verse 18. Being ascended at the Father's right hand, he sent forth the Holy Ghost in a miraculous manner on the day of Pentecost. And since then, the omnipotent power of the Holy Spirit has been manifested in calling sinners out of darkness into the marvelous light of the gospel, turning aliens into children, and bringing the most stubborn and obstinate to become the true and loyal subjects of the Lord Jesus. When the disciples asked, who then can be saved? The reply was, with men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. Matthew 19, verse 26. What displays of omnipotence were given in the days of the early church in powers of healing, raising the dead to life, deliverances of the apostles out of prison, and solemn judgments upon their enemies. What a divine truth is this, then, that God is omnipotent, and how clearly it is revealed in the Scriptures. He is the maker and possessor of all things, and having all things at his command, there is nothing that is beyond his power to accomplish. With heaven and earth at his command, he waits to answer prayer. In this way, it comes to pass that the poorest and weakest creatures, who are blessed with the spirit of grace and of supplications, are enabled to solicit the aid of omnipotence in all their needs and difficulties. Do you feel your great need of his salvation? He is able to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. Hebrews 7, verse 25. Are you afraid of falling under the power of sin and temptation? He is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. Jude 24. Are you at a loss to know which way to take or what to do in your matters? He is wisdom itself, and his name is Wonderful Counselor, as well as the Mighty God, Isaiah 9, verse 6. And he promises to instruct and teach those who seek his guidance in the way which they should go, and to guide them with his eye, Psalm 32, verse 8. Are you in trouble or difficulty and know not what to do? He has said, "Call upon me. In the day of trouble, I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me." Psalm 50, verse 15. Are you held under the power of some temptation and unable to escape from it? There hath no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 13. What need then we have to pray to this omnipotent God in all our concerns, to seek him that maketh the seven stars in Orion, and turneth the shadow of death into the morning, and maketh the day dark with night. Amos 5, verse 8. There is no case that we may be in which his mighty arm cannot reach. It matters not if we cannot see how deliverance is to come. He knoweth how to deliver. When we have no might to deal with the things that come against us, neither know we what to do. Our eyes should be upon the Lord, and our hearts in prayer to him to appear for us. 2 Chronicles 20, verse 12. Happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God, which made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that therein is. Psalm 146, verses 5 and 6.